You know what could really ruin a kid's Christmas? An exploding hoverboard. It can also generate lots of web traffic with headlines like that. But according to several non-link-baity sources, the UK government has confiscated 15,000 hoverboards. In case you need a refresher course on this, toy hoverboards are our new name for those electric scooters without handles that are the Cabbage Patch Kid of the 2015 holiday season. Many brands of these self-balancing scooters have been deemed unsafe and potential fire hazards. According to the BBC, at least 3 house fires were caused by self-balancing scooters over just 10 days in October. Some of the devices have plugs without fuses, faulty cables or chargers that can burst into flames, according to trading standards. The device that has caused fires are thought to have come from East Asia and China and have been purchased both online and in stores. The scooters are also illegal in New York City because the DMV says they're not considered motor vehicles, so they cannot be registered. These days, you can't swing a dead micro USB cable without hitting a virtual reality device. There's Microsoft's upcoming HoloLens, Samsung's Gear VR, Facebook's Oculus, and of course, the super affordable Google Cardboard. But so far, most of these devices focus on gaming or Netflix or immersing yourself in someone else's reality. But what if you could use VR to immerse yourself in your own photographs? That is the idea behind the Google Cardboard Camera, a smartphone app that takes 3D VR photos that let you look around to see the scene that you just photographed in every direction. The photos are still not moving like some more high-tech VR. To view them, you will need Google Cardboard. You've probably seen Leo take these kinds of photos with his Ricoh Theta, but today Google launched an app that will let you do this with any Android phone. The Cardboard Camera app works similarly to the panorama feature in most smartphone cameras. The app is free, and why not? Now Google will have millions of us creating content designed to be viewed with Google Cardboard. 2.5 years in prison, that is the sentence for revenge porn website evil mastermind Hunter Moore. Moore has often been called the most hated man on the internet, and his website called Is Anyone Up? Is now down. There is still family-unfriendly content there, so go there at your own risk. Originally, Moore's site was a clearinghouse for nude or compromising photos that people had willingly posed for, but which angry ex-partners then shared for revenge, sometimes including names and contact information of their exes. In addition to his prison sentence, Moore will also pay a $2,000 fine, not necessarily for running the site or for posting the photos submitted by users, but for computer hacking, since, according to a story in Motherboard, many of the photographs were not ever shared willingly by the subject, but instead were obtained by breaking into personal email accounts. Moore's plea agreement also says he must notify his probation officer every time he uses a computer-related device, a screen name, a password, an email account, or an ISP during his supervised release. HTTP now has a sequel. Let's hope it's better than the sequel to The Matrix, which I think we can all agree was horrible. Let's also hope that it is better and faster than HTTP1. Russell Brandom over at The Verge says that the content distribution network Cloudflare launched HTTP2 today as the default to all the company's customers. The first result of this launch will be that lots of web pages will load faster, but not all of them. The deployment started quietly last week, but now includes 3 out of 4 sites on the Alexa Top Million. That's only a very small percentage of the entire web right now, but it does include Google, Facebook, and YouTube.